All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Dave McCurley, it is everything Fayetteville Wolves, as I am here with the head football coach and athletic director of the Fayetteville Wolves, Coach John Limbaugh, and also he's got Coach Matt Moore with him. And I got to tell you, I can't probably find anybody in Talladega County that's smiling better right now than this man to my left, Coach John Limbaugh. And Coach, 2-0 on the season. It's been 5 or 6 years probably since you've been 2-0, but also a very impressive road win. And like I said, you've only got 9 games this year, and 5 of them are here at FarmLinks Field at home. But you went on the road and got a good win on Friday night.
Well, Billings is a good football team. They're a good aerial attack. Don't let anybody fool you. Our kids just went in there and to do a job, and they were excited about it. They were up for the challenge, and they did a good job. Our kids, in all facets of the game, whether it be special teams, where we had a return for a kickoff return for a touchdown by Cam, or whether it be defensively, where we had a pick six by Cole Hardy, or whether it be our offense that had about 240-something yards between our running back and our quarterback, or our defense causing fumbles and making stops. We played a really good football team and played a really good football game. I was glad to see all that. Of course, there are things we need to improve on, and we saw that, and some things we got to work on. But overall, yes, I was smiling, and of course, now it's time to get back on it and get back to work for another game we got coming up. But it was a fun weekend for the kids.
Well, you know, as an organization from Radio Alabama, we have 7 crews that go out and cover ball games every Friday night for their respective schools, and we have to depend on a couple of our guys, namely Jacob Bassett and Blake Bagley, to help us with a little Radio Alabama Player of the Week from Fayetteville. And they were able to choose Brenton Cantrell. They said it was hard between he and Cole Hardy and Cam, but I'm going to turn to Coach Matt Moore because you're down there with those guys as well. Tell us a little bit about some other guys that had good games for you.
Well, I'd say, you mentioned Cameron. It's hard to not give him some props. You know, kickoff return for touchdown, that was big. Jack Knowles is the one who forced the fumble. Brandon Marlin picked it up. You know, those are big. I know Brandon had a bit of a slow start, but he came really good later on in the game. I'll tell you what, one, Braden Deloach, younger guy, he had the difficult job of being one-on-one with their best receiver. And a couple of the two catches that the kid made really were just perfect throws. I thought Braden did a great job and then turned around and played a little bit of quarterback towards the end of the game and had some good runs too. So, you know, giving props to those guys, some of the guys that maybe don't get their names shouted out quite as often as others. They had a good game.
Coach Limbaugh, you're always in favor of giving props to your coaching staff. And I don't know how many times I've been down here for years. You seem like a guy that gets along so well with your coaching staff. And this guy we just talked to, you'll know who I'm talking about. He probably won't, but he's the Jerry Royster of the Fayetteville Wolves. Yeah. Jerry Royster used to be one of the best utility players Atlanta Braves ever had, yeah. But he does anything you ask him. But talk about these other guys, Coach Collier, both Coach Cantrells, Coach Mark. They just do such a great job for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Coach Cutt. He had a great job Friday night with our offensive line. They won that battle in the trenches yet again this week. So, you know, Mark Northcutt's doing a great job. We really appreciate that. But this guy sitting with us right here, you know, Coach Matt Moore, been with me several years now, but he can always be counted on. Does a great job working with our defense this year. And just overall, if I need something, I always turn to him. He's always, you know, right there to get the job done. I really appreciate him so very much. But every one of our coaches is so valuable in their own right. And you mentioned getting along. It's just because of the caliber of people they are. They're wonderful people. They are very intelligent about football. But there's not a coach on my staff that's not wanting to win. And they want to go all out to get that done. They're watching film. They're working hard. They're drawing plays up. They're talking to kids, creating relationships. You know, just this past Sunday, you had, Coach Josh Cantrell and his wife Jennifer in here, hanging up TVs and doing things our parents bought for us to putting the new athletic room here and in the new weight room, and it's really nice to have people that care and are working toward that the end goal, which is playoffs and bettering our people here. Just that, you know, we want to win football games, but we also want our kids to be the best kids they can be, and our parents and coaching staff, they're working hard toward that effort. I really appreciate it.
Well, Coach, you know, you mentioned the word playoffs, and, of course, everyone would love to be 2-0. There's a lot of teams in the state right now that are 0-2. But playoffs start this week, and people don't understand that. But when you play only 9 games and you are in a short region, you cannot afford to get behind the 8-ball 2 or 3 times in the early part of the season, or your kids start to lose a little bit of hope that they can make it because the pressure mounts each and every week. How are you handling that with your kids being 2-0 now, knowing this is a big game coming up this Friday?
Well, our kids understand. We just talked to them about it. They understand the importance of the game, but it's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's what this is affording them. And not everybody is afforded this opportunity of playing a number one team and getting our region started here and leading in the region, because that's what happens if you beat a Wadley and you're leading the region. And you know, our kids are playing good football, and there's no reason we can't win the ball game. Yes, they have a couple of special players and so forth like that, but hey, we got a couple of special players here too. So We're all excited about the opportunity and getting this thing going. But like you said, you can't get behind the 8-ball because, you know, our region got smaller with TC leaving it. So you've got to win the games you need to win. But our kids are excited about the opportunity. We're going to the playoffs, and it's just what seed will we be? We're going to be there because our kids are working toward that end. I believe in our kids. That's why I said we're going to be there. I believe in them.
And Coach Matt Moore, I know we called you the Jerry Royster. You've done anything for Coach Limbaugh he's asked you to do. And by the way, he's a pretty doggone good basketball coach too.
Absolutely,
people have come to respect that. But I got to ask you, you're one of these guys that watches film a lot. You know your opponent. Talk a little bit about what Wadley brings to the table here Friday night.
Well, they base out of Wishbone, but that's not all they do. They got a couple other formations they do. They like to go unbalanced. They even do an unbalanced where 5 guys are on one side of the center. I've not seen anybody do that before. I mean, you know, come back to the weak side on it sometimes too, though. Just trying to move the defense around, try to create lanes. They've got number 6 and number 34 in the backfield. Both are, Coach mentioned, special players. They're both special players. Number 4 receiver, he's a special player as well. And their front line is tough. It's going to be a challenge for us. I like our guys. I think our guys got enough grit about them that we can definitely go toe-to-toe with them. But it will be a challenge. You know, they want to run it at you and run it at you and run it at you, and then just kind of surprise you with a little bit of something, maybe go outside, a little bit of GT going to the backside, a little bit of play action pass, but they're really good at just what they do. And you know, I played against them when I was in high school, and really not a whole lot of it has changed. They've always been that kind of team, just sort of a blue collar team. But they've got some good kids too, some good, like I mentioned, the good players that they got. So, you know, like I said, it'll be a challenge for us, but I think our guys are really excited about the challenge. And I will say too, we've played against teams like this the last 2 or 3 years, and you know, we haven't always been super successful, but we've been through that fire, and I think we got some kids who believe they can get through this as well.
Coach Limbaugh, one of the things that you are very prominent about here is those off-season workouts, and they get you ready, they get you physically able and ready for the season. You know, the game against Chillsburg was very physical, as was, I'm sure, this last game against Billingsley. Talk about the health of your football team, because you talked about it the first of the year in one of our coaches' shows about how, you know, dropping to 1A, you only have 30 to 35 kids out there when a lot of these teams are showing up with 40 and 50. Talk about the health of your football team right now.
Well, phenomenal job this summer by our coaching staff. You know, Coach Moore is in here with them. Also, Coach Collier, Coach Cutt, all of our coaches, Coach Shearer, everybody's in here this summer. And working these kids very hard. And that's shown to be the case in our first couple of games. We hadn't had any injuries. We did have our kicker was in on a tackle against Billingsley, and he tweaked that knee somehow. So he's going to be out this week. Hopefully we'll get him back soon. But our kids are stronger. They're faster. more agile. But when you work in the weight room, it shows up on the field, and that's exactly what we're seeing now. It's paying dividends now with our health, and we're good to go this Friday.
Coach Matt Moore, you've moved over to the defensive side of the ball with most of your duties. Your team's given up 13 points a game. That's pretty sporty. In two ball games, you're giving up to two very good teams. But you talked about this juggernaut with their running attack coming in here with Wadley. How do you plan to attack that with your kids?
Well, Coach mentioned physicality. I think we've talked about physicality already. They're going to be physical, and we have to match that physicality. If we don't do that, then we don't have a chance, bottom line. And if we will hit and be physical and attack their backs early, don't give them opportunities to get in space, stay in our lanes, because they will exploit that as well. If we get one person out of the lane, they can make us pay for it. So we've really got to be disciplined, and we've got to be physical. Those are the two key words to me, without a doubt. If we don't do that, then we're going to be in trouble. But if we do that, we will give ourselves a chance, and I think a good chance, honestly.
Coach Limbaugh, in all the years that you've coached, how many times does a team that's the lesser of the two that's physical win the game? It's not very often, is it?
Well, it's not very often at all. Coach is so right. We got to be the more physical team. But the thing about this, I equate this game to when we beat Pickens in 2015. When we went to the playoff meeting at the AHSAA, and this is something that really happened there. We go to get our envelope. They give you envelopes and, you know, with all their ASHA stuff in there for your playoff game. They give it to us. It's got the name Pickens at the top, scratched through with Fetwell now written down below it. Nobody expected us to win that game. Even at the state level, somebody there didn't expect us to win this ball game. So we surprised the world. So it's time to shock the world again.
And, of course, that was a lot of a few years ago. Me and you are starting to get up in years, Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember all the games, but I will tell you that was an important game. You got a big win to start the season off against your arch rival, Childersburg Cross County rival. And then now you've got Wadley coming in here. They're 2-0. You're 2-0. Before you go out to the field, what will be the three things you tell your team that you've got to do in order for them to go 1-0 in the region?
Well, you got to be physical, and we got to stop their run. Got to do that. Second thing is we got to protect the football. We can't have a game of turnovers. We know who we are, and we've got to execute offensively. And, you know, those are the three things. Just basically got to take the game to them. If they're going to do it, they have to go through us to get it done.
And I know I'll ask Coach Limbaugh this, and I know Coach Moore will agree with me, but when you show up here Friday night at Farm Links Field, the home side stands will be full, and there'll be ruckus.
Absolutely. We appreciate our fans so very much. And David, this week is Military Appreciation Night. And if someone has served in the military, currently serving, they get in the ball game free. Just tell them at the gate, and because that's very important to us, is to honor these folks that fight for our freedoms and allow us to do things like play a football game on a Friday night. And it's because of them that we're able to do this thing. And we want to honor our local people like our police and fire. They're part of this too, and first responders. We're just so appreciative, and that's what this Friday night is all about. It's all about them.
Coach Matt Moore, good luck Friday night, and go out there and get it done.
Thank you.
Coach Limbaugh, Friday night, the Fayetteville Wolves host the Wadley Bulldogs. Good luck on Friday night, and go Wolves.
Thank you, David, and go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. On Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.